Hi, my name is Laura Hillman, and I'm a PhD student at Michigan State University, and I want to talk to you about how freezing temperatures threaten developing cherries. Now, if you look at the graph here, I put lethal temperatures against growing degree days, which is the developmental time. And the first thing that you will notice is that the span between 10%, 50%, and 90% of death in your population decreases with developmental time. Now, that is very important information for the grower. They will typically use critical temperature charts to determine which stage of development that trees are in. So now, when they go out on the field and want to decide if they want to turn on their vents to protect their crop from freezing, they need to determine which stage of development their trees are in. Now, looking at the pictures, we can tell those apart pretty easily. We can say that the first bud is probably at first swell. We can say that the second one is at tight cluster, and we can easily say that the third one is at full bloom. Now, I said probably first swell for a good reason. That's because the early stages of development are really hard to distinguish. So when a grower uses those critical temperature charts, he is basically guessing what stage of development is my orchard in right now. Is it dormant? Is it first swell? Is it side green or green tip? But it's especially in those stages where buds lose the most cold hardiness. So between first swell and side green, a bud might lose up to 10 degrees Celsius of hardiness. So the objective of my study was to find a more objective measure to determine those stages of development. So we were looking at changes in ovary volume and relative water content to try and pinpoint the changes in developmental stages. So that in a perfectly future scenario, a grower might go out and find that he can use a predictive model based on weather data and that is calculated on growing degree days to know exactly what stage of development his trees are in and then decide if he wants to turn on those fans and blow some warm air onto his orchard or not. Thank you.